Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Four, The Hidden DNA of Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google is a business and technology analysis by Scott Galloway that examines how four dominant companies came to shape modern commerce, communication, and information. Rather than presenting them as isolated success stories, the book argues that Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google each built power by aligning their products with a deep human need: convenience, status, connection, and knowledge. Galloway uses this lens to explain why these firms became so difficult to displace, why markets and regulators often tolerate their behavior, and how their scale affects consumers, competitors, and entire industries. The book is written for readers who want more than a corporate history. It combines strategic analysis, media critique, and practical business lessons, while also questioning the social costs of platform dominance and data concentration in the digital economy. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google map onto four core human needs. The book's central framework is that each of the four companies succeeds by serving a fundamental desire rather than simply offering a better product. Amazon is tied to convenience and instant gratification, Apple to beauty and identity, Facebook to connection and recognition, and Google to knowledge and certainty. This is important because it shifts the explanation for their dominance away from technology alone and toward human psychology. Galloway suggests that the strongest companies do not merely solve problems, they attach themselves to recurring emotional motives that are difficult to outgrow. That helps explain why these firms remain embedded in daily routines even when users complain about them. The framework is also useful because it makes the companies comparable. Instead of treating them as unrelated giants, the book shows that each built a durable ecosystem around a distinct need, then reinforced that position with design, scale, and habit. The result is a clear model for understanding why these firms became indispensable rather than merely popular. Secondly, the logic behind platform dominance and why scale protects the four. A major theme in the book is that the four do not grow like ordinary businesses. Their value increases as more people use them, which creates feedback loops that make them harder to challenge over time. Amazon gains strength from customer convenience and selection, Apple from brand loyalty and ecosystem lock-in, Facebook from network effects, and Google from its role as the default gateway to information. Galloway emphasizes that these companies control key distribution channels, which lets them shape user behavior and keep competitors at a disadvantage. This matters because dominance in the digital economy is not only about having a good product, it is about owning access, data, traffic, and attention. The book explains that once a platform becomes central to how people search, shop, communicate, or consume media, it can absorb mistakes that would damage smaller firms. That dynamic helps clarify why the four remain resilient even amid criticism, imitation, or market disruption. In Galloway's view, scale is not just a measure of size. It is a strategic moat that compounds power. Thirdly, the T algorithm and the traits of a potential trillion-dollar company. Galloway introduces the T algorithm as a way to identify the traits a company needs to become a trillion-dollar enterprise. The book treats this as more than a checklist of growth factors. It is a theory about how modern winners attract capital and sustain expansion. Among the recurring elements are product differentiation, global reach, favorable access to capital, and a loyal customer base. The broader implication is that extraordinary valuation does not come only from revenue or profit, but from a business model that investors believe can expand across markets and defend itself over time. The T algorithm is useful because it makes the book predictive as well as descriptive. It invites readers to ask which companies could join the four and what structural advantages would be required. At the same time, it reflects Galloway's skepticism about the concentration of economic power. A trillion-dollar company is not presented as a neutral achievement, but as a sign that a firm has reached a level where its influence extends beyond normal competition and into social and political life. Fourthly, why public image and likability affect regulation, scrutiny, and immunity. The book argues that perception matters almost as much as performance. Companies that are widely seen as useful, innovative, or aspirational often receive more patience from the public, the press, and regulators than firms with a less favorable image. This idea helps explain why some companies endure controversy without immediate structural consequences. Galloway suggests that the four benefit from a kind of reputational insulation because they are woven into everyday life and often framed as indispensable services. Apple, for example, benefits from its association with design and premium identity, while Google is often viewed as a helpful utility. Amazon and Facebook face more overt criticism in some contexts, but even they are protected by the convenience and scale they provide. The key point is that regulatory scrutiny does not operate in a vacuum. It is shaped by whether a company is seen as a villain, a tool, or a cultural icon. That makes likability a strategic asset. The book uses this to show that corporate power is maintained not only through economics and technology, but also through narrative control and public tolerance. Lastly, a critical business book that mixes insight, provocation, and caution. The Four stands out because it is not a neutral corporate profile or a dry strategy manual. Galloway writes in an irreverent, provocative style that makes the book accessible, but also clearly opinionated. He is interested in explaining how the Four built power. Yet he is equally concerned with the broader consequences of that power for competition, labor, privacy, and democratic institutions. This gives the book a dual function. It offers practical lessons for entrepreneurs and managers who want to understand platform economics, but it also acts as a warning about concentration in the digital age. The book is often read alongside other business titles about disruption or innovation, but its tone is more skeptical and its focus is broader. It asks not only how companies win, but what their victory means. That combination is what makes the book distinctive. Readers come away with a framework for analyzing digital giants, but also with a sharper awareness of how deeply a few firms can structure modern life. In conclusion, this book is best suited for business readers, entrepreneurs, managers, investors, and anyone trying to understand how modern technology platforms gained extraordinary influence. It is especially valuable for readers who want a framework that connects corporate strategy to human behavior rather than a simple history of Silicon Valley. The practical benefit is that it helps readers identify the mechanisms behind platform power, emotional appeal, network effects, distribution control, brand advantage, and investor confidence. The intellectual benefit is broader. It encourages readers to think critically about why certain companies become almost unavoidable and why market dominance can persist even when a firm is controversial. Compared with many books in the business genre, The Four stands out because it is both analytical and confrontational. It does not treat Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google as neutral case studies or as purely inspirational success stories. Instead, it frames them as companies that reveal how power, psychology, and scale interact in the digital economy. That makes the book useful not only for understanding these four firms, but also for evaluating the next generation of technology giants. If you would like to support Scott Galloway, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.